My father.
He died. He's about 80 some years old. Nobody knows, no calendar, when he was born. But he is, he's got good memory. He got a lot of a story from old days, people life in England. He's an England man. Summertime, he said, every big lakes, people start to stay on, drive the caribou in summer. They make a scare, the stick up nigger heads, either big rocks put up, just like a man was sitting in there, or standing. Not very far apart. Over here, here's the big hills. Down here on the side. But caribou would not see the scare, the, what you call, I don't know, I cannot explain.
Inuksuk?
Inuksuk, yeah. The they put the Inuksuk way down on both sides of the big hill. Here's the lake down there. The good runners, or maybe three, four of them, and they see caribou a long way, and they go scare him behind them. They drive it right to the Inuksuk's inside. The people stand by down near the Inuksuk's, the height, and start to help the drivers, caribou drivers, toward the lakes. And they go behind them. Caribous went over. They see Inuksuk down there, went back. They went over the other way. They see Inuksuk down there, just like a man was sitting. And he went back again. Finally, run down to the lakes. People stand by down there by with the kayak. It's like a Simon made kayak. Hide out or by sight. And in the caribou, people keep scare them from behind and went to the water, start swim across the big lake. And a kayak, several of them with a spear, they run to it, the caribou, and they kill a lot of caribou there. Hundreds of them, sometime in the story, in the water.
That's how they hunted caribou in the past, in the old days. Mm-hmm. Have you ever seen one of those drives, those caribou drives yourself?
No, no. Most of them used the rifle when I was a kid. They shoot the rifle. No one hunting anymore by in the lake. Not like old days, you know, already when I was a kid. Get a lot of caribou inland people, in all over in big lakes. While they were having a right fur to make a cloth, no cloth, cloth like this long ago, just to use the skin for their own clothes, you know. Winter. The skin, they don't use it. They only use the summer skin for their own clothes made.
When you were a boy, Pete, could you tell me how people hunted with rifles? Did they hunt in groups of people, or did just one or two men go out to hunt caribou?
One or two men, or three men. Only small bunch, you know, down the Arctic slopes in the winter, early winter, before I went over to the Brook Range. They hunt them. but not enough for to live on and meat for a whole year, year round, till summer. And they get few caribou from the bunches, few bunches, maybe 10, 3 months, maybe 20, the biggest bunch they found down there in Arctic Slope. 1919 is the last time Captain Peterson killed one whale up around near the Banks Island at the Canada country. And he bring it back to Yoon's Island near a barrel, not barrel, Colville, a mouth. The island down there, we call it Yoon's Island. And he got the Eskimos trapping for him up at the Banks Island 2 years. Nick Sokolov and Peter Kunungnarok, they're all from Point Hope. He take the two families from Point Hope for trapping himself, for him, I mean. Took him up to the Canada, Banks Island, where was a lot of fox in there. And then they let him stay there 2 years, trapping for him. And he buy the fur from them. When he start take them back from Banks Island to Point Hope. On the way, start from the Banks Island, come toward the Point Hope, to Alaska. They kill one a whale from the ship. And they load it in the ship, all whale carcass cut up. And he stopped down at Yoon's Island, let him, one family keep going, one family let him stay again in at Yoon's Island for a year. He unloaded that whale in here in Yoon's Island. I was there in Yoon's Island at that time, 1919. And we had a lot of muckduck all year, only a few family. My dad and my adopt sister, Nick Sokolov, and Billy, my old my uncle, and his family. That's all people there.
Were there many caribou around 1919 in the on the Arctic Slope?
Not many, very very few. Only summertime around the Arctic Slope. In the wintertime, most of the caribou went over the Brook Range. And we have to wait for them in the spring.
Did you notice that the whalers, did you notice how the, if the caribou decreased, if there were fewer and fewer caribou each year?
No.
No?
There were caribou there only summer. Down at the, down near the coast in the summer when the mosquitoes come. They went close to the coast. Not too many though. Now people get caribou down there and then trade with the caribou meat to a ship, whaler ship. Trade with some cruisers, flour, tobacco, sugar, something like that. That's how I've heard in the story. My dad used to tell me.
You were born on the Colville River, near the Colville River. When did your family move from the Brooks Range area down to the coast?
1913. After my mother died.
Did they move down there to the coast because it was easier hunting?
Just for trapping. My uncle family and my father and my adopt sister and me. In the first year, we moved there, just only a year, 1 year we stayed there, we go back to Colville. That was in 1912. In 1913, we were go back again And then we built a sled, the house in the sled. My dad built it up down there from the driftwood. We leave everything up on the Colville. Summertime, we travel by a skink canoe to our coast. Stayed here. 1913. My dad get only one, 1913, one bull, caribou, in a fall, in October. Only one the caribou we saw. He killed it. I remember that. After they built the house frame with the driftwood, hardly caribou, I think, winter time, move up whenever the snow comes.
Was that a very hard winter for you then? Did you have much food?
Oh, my dad and my uncle, they're fishing a lot for the winter because no caribou. And trapping all the winter. And going down to Barrow, get some food, flour, thing like that. Fishnet material. Whatever they need, take a fox skin to Barrow by sled in the winter. Travel was about 5 days from where we are by dog sled, and then they come back.
Did many people move from the Brooks Range down to the coast to trap foxes?
Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
Many people stayed up in the Brooks Range.
Yeah. A lot of people lived down by the Kittlick River, Colville, down where the Omiak, Ningolik River, and October River. Not here, way down below, near the Colville. And below that, down at Cape Tushiluk and Itkilik Mouth, and down right near the mouth where the Helmrick was fishing, lower people stayed down there. Nobody stayed on the coast. When I was a kid, only for the traveling, people travel by sled in the winter. Sometimes they need the seal hunting. Went down to the islands, straight out from the Ulektok. Seal hunting down there in the winter and spring. That's how it is, the story I know. I remember Uncle.
Thank you, Peter.
Much more thousand all over now. Point Hope, Hunt Kupak, in Kibalina, Point Lay, Point Barrow, Water Island. People in the same month with my long ears, you know. They get lots of caribou down there in Barrow, Wainwright, Point Lay, and all over. Father Island. They say lots of caribou. Not like long ago. Long ago can't hardly anyone get in the caribou anywhere in the winter. Even in summer, not many. Very few. And even up to Canada, Inuvik, Aklavik, they report about in way up Copper Mine, lots of caribou. I had a tape every year from the Copper Mine. They are telling us about what they have up there. I think it's caribou all over. Migrating, scattered all over, big bunch, winding around. I understand there's a very caribou with caning up. You see that I, in my memory, I was in reindeer herding. 1925. I was a young boy that time. 4 years. Staying in a reindeer herd. Start reindeer herding in Tokbuk. James Tokbuk took the reindeer herd from Point Barrow, drive it up to the Colville. East of Colville, in Kukparup, Sovihoek. Move around with the herd. And I was hired in 1925 for the reindeer herding, and that's the same herd. We got about 600 reindeer in one herd. Only 4 years. We got more than 1,000. You know, one female, we paid, buy only reindeer head. First year, 12 month, herding, reindeer herding, each one, a reindeer herd is there. 5 heads, 12 month. 3 females, 2 males, and market right by the ear, where put the collar with the marker. So they know, we know who belongs this reindeer when they're having calf in the spring. The female got calf, a female, baby, and then grown up. 1 year. In the second year, having baby, breed up. That's the same one. Second year, breed up. A young female having female baby. That's what it means. More came up the reindeer. Every year, they have a calf. Some female reindeer having a male calf. We kept these for the breeders for our herd, and some of them they castrated for our food. We trade for the reindeer. To a stores. Ship it out by ship, government ship, to other villages. That's how the reindeer situation going long ago. I was in there, I know very well. I think the same way that the caribou, one head caribou, one female, having a female calf, and the next year, that the calf, old enough to having a calf, when she got the female calf again, it another year having another female calf, and then they getting more and more quick, you know. And the male mean much nothing, just they could do, they breed us, you know. We try to keep the male for our herd. When we castration time, you know, when we castrated the male for the kill, when they get fat, they don't breed no more, and they were castrated. We leave the enough breeders a bull, and they breed all the female in the fall in September, in the next spring. In May, last part of April, start the having calf. We take care of them good. Even at night, we take care. The female having a calf, grab and watch him quick and real close. Let him get up, little baby, and let him warm up by walk around. And cool at night, they freeze to death when you don't know. Let them get up sometime. Hard, yeah. It's It's hard, reindeer herding. Hard work. Summertime mostly hard. The reindeers, they were move all over, look for food, fresh ones, green, start the growing up in the ground.
Not yet. Did you ever, were you a reindeer herder? Did you see the reindeer in the old days? Why don't you turn it off?
Oh boy.
Well, careful there, take them away. That's mostly, you know, all over. You can see they rented once in a while up here.
You can? Wow.
Once in a while, yeah. They're still crawling someplace. Sure they do. We can, you know, once in a while, when was it? 2 years ago, I got one pole, caught a mark on it, one of them right in the front, one of them on the back. It's just only right side. Somebody mark it.
How can you tell a reindeer from a caribou?
They're smaller.
Is that a story about that caribou drive? Is there a story about the reindeer drive that came from? It was around Kotzebue, I think. I'm just asking.
Have the tapes on.
Turn it off.
Story. My story about reindeer. First year. A drive from the Nome.
What year was that, Pete?
1872. The government buy reindeer for Alaska from Siberia. Trade with the rifle, gun, from reindeer herders. Bear cutter. Long ago, he's the first one the government bought for the Alaska. Then, only place he can find a reindeer herd from Siberia for the Alaska, for help out the people, Alaska people. He kept the reindeer, make it the reindeer from Siberia, only place they can get. The ship loaded the reindeer from Siberia, trade the reindeer from reindeer herders, chief herders, I think, down Siberia, and loaded in a ship, tie up the reindeer they own moving the ship, and went across from Siberia to a Nome, and unloaded there, went back and forth, from the Nome to Siberia, closest place he can take. That's how is the reindeer come to Alaska. By ship carried to Alaska from Siberia, Russian country. And then they start their reindeer herd down there at the Nome. And they take who people they know how to reindeer herding. Nobody know anything about the reindeer herding in Alaska. They take three men from Siberia, Laplanders, for reindeer herding for Alaska to learn Alaskan people how to reindeer herding. I don't know how many years they are herding in there, and they take part the reindeer from the Nome herders, drive it to Barrow. From Barrow, my wife, father, Philip Paniunayuk, in Uyelo, I don't know his English name, in Paoyuna, three guys went down to Anum to help drive the reindeer to Barrow from Anum. And they have a reindeer up there at Barrow. It was about driving about, they say, about maybe 100, only 100, a reindeer. And then they get more and more every year, and they got a big herd. And then from that herd, part reindeer, drive it to Wainwright. From Wainwright people get the reindeer from it. It is the one herd, the first herd that drive from the Nome. And they get a lot enough, and they get maybe 100 from there to herding down at the Wainwright people, for Wainwright people. And they get more reindeer down at the Wainwright, and they drive the reindeer from the Wainwright herd to Point Hope. And Point Hope got enough reindeer several years and take some reindeer to Kevalina for the herding. That's how it's reindeer getting herd is all over. And then from the Barrow, drive the reindeer for a Tockbuck, James Tockbuck herd. And Billy himself drive the reindeer up to Caldwell too, near the Caldwell. And they had a reindeer herd in there. And James Ita, he take another herd from Barrow and take up. And he got a reindeer herd in there himself. James Ita, he's a chief herder. And James Tockbuck, he's a chief herder, another herd. And Pili Igawak, he's a chief herder for another herd. And Tom Brower take the reindeer from the Barrow and he start a herd. He's a chief herder. That's how the reindeers went all over from Barrow. Beginning from Barrow, the reindeer, all over. That's the story about the reindeer.
Can you tell me about the Wainwright herd and how large it got?
Yeah. The after I get to Wainwright, they have reindeer, but no one herding anymore in the summer. When the winter come, early fall in October, a man who they have a dog sled go all over, get the reindeer, get them together, and they drive it to a Wainwright, back to a village, start counting every year. And then last time, when they count 1937, I think, when I'm kissed, I think I'm right. They have 16,000 reindeer at that time. Before the wolf come from Canada, before the too many caribous come to near the coast. And then the wolf, of course, from Canada, start live on the reindeer and scatter them, driving them all over, scatter them, because no reindeer herders in the summer. When I found out the people, there were a lot of wolves start scared the reindeer all over and mixed with the caribou. People couldn't get it back. The reindeer mixed with the bunch of caribou. And the caribou, they were migrating all over, winding around in Alaska. More and more caribou. And then the reindeer, all gone. The wolf and the caribou take them away.
Are there reindeer left in Alaska today? That is, are there reindeer on the Arctic slope today?
Not around the north. Only down the south. Kotzebue and Town of Nome, somewhere near the Nome. I only know only two herds there. There's one more herd, reindeer down at the Nunavak Island, way down there. That's all I know. Three places having just reindeer herd. Down the south only. Kotzebue, and near the Nome somewhere, and Nunavak Island.
I've heard you talking, and other men in Anaktuvik Pass, talking about killing a reindeer every so often. How do they know it's a reindeer when they kill it?
Easy to tell. I've been reindeer herding 4 years, and driving the reindeer. After these 4 years, down the Wainwright, 10 years, almost 10 years, drive the reindeers back to Wainwright the time for the accounting in the fall. Easy to tell. The reindeer is different color than caribou. Dark color, the hair, the fur, the belly, all the way to belly, almost dark, not like caribou skin. The caribou's belly is white. In a light color, the fur on the side. And then they were longer body, longer neck, and longer a leg, in different shape, the hand leg, when you look at between the reindeer and caribou. Sometimes bull caribou come to our herd. We can tell quick, that's the caribou right there. And we kill him quick. When we were reindeer herding long ago. 1925, 26, 27, 28. I was reindeer herding for 4 years. Even far away, when you look at the field classes, it's the reindeer here. You see only one caribou come to a herd. There's a caribou, there's one. You can tell easy. From 1,000 reindeer. It's different. Looks different. And by footprint, you can tell easy, even you'll not see the reindeer, a shorter footprint.
So the reindeer are smaller animals than in caribou?
Yeah, smaller. Shorter, everything. Short leg and shorter body and neck.
How about the antlers?
And a horn shape different. More bigger. Reindeer horn. And caribou's small and long. And they had a short antler. A reindeer, even a bull. But they were real strong. It's much wider. Much around wider. That's how it is, we can tell the caribou and reindeer between them.
That's good.